Hi, this is Belinda, and it's Feng Shui Friday, our last session of the series in June. We were meeting every Friday in June of 2017, and this is the last of the series. I'm sure I'll be doing several things like this throughout the year, either a quarterly seminar or program or these types of things, and I certainly would love your input on topics or things that you would like to see or services offered. So please feel free to email me at designforenergy.com or on Facebook. And I really thank you all for being part of this series over the past 4 weeks. Hope you enjoyed the topics. For those of you who did not get to join in, our first Friday was on transitions and how you can move through transitions easily in life with using energy. And avoiding burnout was the second week, and that's about how we can get all of our energy tied up in so much in doing that we don't enjoy the work we're doing or the life we're living, and how to avoid burnout using feng shui techniques. The third week was on color and how color can be used to shift and create balance or harmony or prosperity in your life, and we shared some tips on that. Then we talked about money the following week and how, you know, everybody likes the topic of money and prosperity and how to bring that in and things you can do in your home to bring in money. And today we're going to talk about career. Everybody has a job or works, or if they're retired, they, you know, have something they want to do, or, you know, sometimes people are searching for life purpose still. They're doing a job, but they're not that happy with it. They'd love to be doing something else. They haven't figured that out. They're struggling with that, or their current career isn't going so great. They're an entrepreneur and their business isn't going so well. Or they're in a job, a tech job, maybe they want to, you know, do something with another company, or they're happy with their company, but they really want to get promoted, or they're happy with their company, but they really want to get more pay. So these are some tips that would help address all of those things. Obviously, these are just, you know, 45-minute little seminars, but it gets you thinking about ways that you can be fully in control of your life and use the harness the great energies that surround you all the time. Be aware of your environment and how it affects you and how it can create magical things in your life. And so that's pretty much the goal of these chats, is to offer some tips on some areas of people's lives that can help them move forward. So I hope you've enjoyed them. And if you do like any of them, felt like you got some value, I would love a review on Facebook. All you do is go to Facebook on the left section, it says reviews, and post a comment there if you liked anything that I had to say or share. These have all been free, complimentary, to share with you. I'm wanting to build community, offer support. The intention for these chats have been to be constructive, provide a safe space to share and build community, and, of course, be fun. So I appreciate you being on the call, and we'll start the chat here, and just wanted to share that so let's go ahead and get started because I have some other things to offer you today. So I like to pick a card every week for us as sort of an intention, and it's usually a card that I just draw from the Abraham Hicks deck. It's the Law of Attraction people. And the ones that know how to harness energy really well. If you've never read any of their books, their best one is called Ask and It Is Given. And it's all kinds of techniques on how to be in the vibration of attracting money and all the other wonderful things that you want in your life. So they have these deck of cards, and I always pull one randomly for the group and to see what the energy is for the day and what maybe, you know, advice you might need. So just take whatever comes to you from this reading. And use it, you know, and if you're going to be listening to this and as a recording after the fact, after today, then still know that it is something you need to hear. So the message is, I will love where I am right now. Great feng shui principle, by the way, because if you live in the present moment and you're fulfilling your life and doing the things that are good for you, it'll help you move to the next step and even more and more abundant. So the message is, there is nothing that you cannot do, be, or have, and we want to assist you in achieving that. So this is the universe or the Holy Spirit or God, whatever you want to call it. But we love where we are. We love where you are right now, even if you don't, because we understand how joyful the journey to where you want to go will be. So we love where you are right now, even if you do not, because we understand how joyful the journey to where you want to go will be. So there is nothing that you cannot be, do, or have, and we want to assist you in achieving that. So you know we're co-creators with the universe. We don't do anything by ourselves. It's our, whether you want to call it the universe or God or spirit or your higher self, whatever that is for you, it is, you are co-creating with that conscious energy that's really out there, and we're working together with it. So I will love where I am right now. So wherever you are in your career path, okay, whether you're working right now in a job, you're an entrepreneur, you're wanting a job, or you want to get promoted, you want to love where you are. And that means the best way to do that, especially if you're in a position right now that's very challenging, you know, that you really don't like your job, or you feel like it's oppressive, or you feel like you're you know, it's draining you. If you're in that kind of situation, the parts of it that you want to love is you have a job, you are getting a salary, there is something you're learning. So the key here is to find gratitude. So when you see something that says, I will love where I am, and you don't really love where you are, then go for the gratitude. Find the things and pieces of it, however small they might be to you, and pull those out, because that's going to bring that light and that movement. The other way is stagnation. It creates a block. If you're in a place that you feel stuck, you don't like, and you don't know how you're going to move forward. So love where you are, meaning whatever it is you're in, it's here to teach you something, and find gratitude in something that, you know, about it, so that you can be in that and loosen up that body, loosen up that flow, so that you can move forward. So I love the career tip, and what I love to give seminars and talks to people on career, because I had a very successful corporate career in terms of, you know, doing all the right things and making all of the right things happen. You know, I was in sales, but I wasn't getting the pays or promotions that I should have been getting, you know, according to the system. You know, a lot of things were at play there. Yes, you know, it was a very heavily, there was a lot of discrimination towards women in this company, and there were lots of other things like that, and the glass ceiling was well and alive in that company. But besides that, when you understand feng shui and you start working with it, it doesn't matter what's going on in the outside forces and the outside environment, other people, you can still flow through life. You can still have things happen that are going to move you forward. And this is what happened to me when I encountered feng shui. I had already been in the company quite a few years and been a successful sales rep and highly regarded, but I wasn't getting the pay raises or the promotions like all the other, you know, more of the men were, I would say. But anyway, I wasn't getting those. So I was frustrated, wanting to look for other jobs and things like that. Well, when I encountered feng shui, my feng shui master, you know, did my house over the phone, made a few suggestions, which I did. And I'll share those with you in a few minutes, a couple of them anyway. And so I did those things in the house or whatever in my office upstairs. And then the very next day, one of the tips was I needed to, he asked me, you know, about my front door. In feng shui, your front door is where the energy comes into your home. You know, flows in, comes in, it nurtures the space, it brings that good chi in. So he said, well, how's your front door? If you want to talk about career today and your career is the issue, let's go to the front door. And I thought, you know, I had feng shui'd my house from this one book that I had picked up off the shelf, and I had done everything it said, but I didn't even address the front door. And so the first question he asked me was on our phone session, how is your front door? And I said, well, my front door, I don't use it. And he said, why not? And I said, well, it's stuck, and I go through the garage. And he said, how long has it been stuck? And I had to think back, and I said, about 3 years. How long has it been since you've had a pay raise? I had to look back. It was 3 years. And I was shocked, you know, and internally I was like, wow. He said, you must start using the front door and give gratitude for your career. And then, you know, when you go through the garage, you know, declutter it, make that entrance very harmonious, make what you see very pleasant, you know, no clutter there. Walk into your garage and make sure that, you know, you come into your house easily. But use that front door because that's the career gua or area. And this is in the Western method of feng shui, not in the classical, which is at the time what I was trained in and I was using. It's very popular, and you know, if you pick up any Bagua map on Google, you'll see that the career, you know, is the center part of the house. So I basically said, okay, I'll go and you start using the front door. Well, I had to fix it first, and so I didn't know. I traveled a lot. I didn't know anybody in the community. We hadn't been there that long. We'd only been in that community about 6 months. We had just moved in, and beautiful house that we kind of, you know, had to fix up and everything, but it was pretty and nice. And but the front door, even though we bought a new front door, it had settled because the house was settling, so I couldn't, you know, really open and close it very well. My husband traveled a lot, and it wasn't a priority, so we just went through the garage. So I just, this is how long ago, I thumbed through the phone book, and I looked for garage repair. And the first person, you know, had a nice little ad. I called, and they said, "Oh, well, we can come over right now." And I was home just for the day because I was traveling, and so I had a short window of time. You know, I was working on projects. So when he said, "Yeah, I can come over right now," I was like, "Great!" So he shows up with his son, and he's very nice. He takes the door off the hinges. He saws it down, or however they call it, you know, shaves it so it fits better. Puts it back on. Everything. I have my checkbook out, and I said, "Here you go." And I go, "What do I owe you?" He says, "You don't owe us anything." He says, "I'm actually the person that put the door in, and I'm the mayor of," and this is the town I was living in. He says, "I'm the mayor of Germantown," and I'm like, "Wow, this feng shui really works. Not only do I get the door fixed immediately, I don't have to pay for it, and it's done by the mayor of the town." So I said, there's something here to this. And this is my first, you know, introduction to feng shui. So I was very grateful, thanked him. The very next day, and I'm telling you this in total honesty, this is exactly my path. The very next day, I got a phone call from my company about moving to another division. Now, it was a lateral move, and I would have probably not taken it had I not understood that this feng shui was creating something. So I said, okay, yeah, I'm interested, because I knew the other place I'd been is kind of stagnant. They weren't seeing me. So I went to this new division, and I landed up being, I was a sales rep in the other one. I landed up being a regional sales manager for a new orthopedic division. So I traveled all over, got lots of experience, and then I landed up moving to another division that hired me, asked me to move to theirs, where I got more pay raises and more promotions. And so I started just seeing this. And this whole time that I see this movement, I'm continuing to do more feng shui, more little things in my home, more things that I'm learning. And I'm starting to see how this is all evolving and helping me. And I ended up, you know, staying with the company another 5 years at a very high rate. I went from a, you know, very, you know, probably $45,000 salary to a six-figure salary in a very short time. And I landed up just, you know, enjoying my work and mentoring a lot of people, traveling overseas with surgeons. That was in medical sales. So it was just an amazing amount of shift and movement. And then I wanted to learn more. I wanted to learn more feng shui. So I started studying on the side, and then I was able to go to China and train. And then it took me about a year after that to start putting the wheels in motion to resign, because I realized that I had achieved what I wanted to achieve there, and I was ready to move on and do something for me. So that's my really quick story, and the reason I share it is because it really has, it is my story, and it is how it affected my career and has continued to affect my career. I'm an entrepreneur, so even though I do an art like feng shui, I still have to market, I still have to advertise, I still have to get the word out. The art itself, I mean, I would love to just do that and not have to do any of the other, but the real world is, you know, people won't find you, they won't know about you unless you do that. So with that, it's not your computer person that comes to your house or your yard person that it's not a service that people use every day and think about. So I have, you know, I have to work at it. And so rather than see it myself as working at it, I see myself as working with the energies and moving myself forward and allowing me to do the work that I do and love and working with this and doing the things on a constant basis. So feng shui is all about movement, and it is dynamic. It's constantly changing. So you can't just set up your office and say, okay, I'm done for the year. You have to constantly move with it. So if you're changing in your career, you need to make changes in your office. If you're making changes in something, you need to, you know, shift with that too. And so those are some of the things that we're going to talk about. But that's sort of the preface for the tip, because it gives you a sense that it's very powerful. And with intention, you can make things happen in your career from wherever you are. And even if you're happy with your career, you can do things to make it go to the next level. Because many times we're happy in our career, but we're stressed out or we're exhausted, even though we're loving what we're doing. Well, that's not balance. And that's kind of where I was at the end of my career. I was totally burned out and worn out. And I wanted more work-life balance. And that's what drew me to feng shui. So I'm not saying you leave your job if you're happy with it and you're getting great pay and it's supporting you. But I do say that you need to see about how you can adjust to where you can do what you love, make the money you want to make, and still have a personal life and good health. Because all of that is part of it. So the first step is to write that intention that I'm in a career or life path that supports me spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally, and is I'm doing with ease and grace, loving what I do, and all of these things are happening for me now. That's one way to word it. The key is to word it in the present tense, because it's happening now. In feng shui, everything is about the present. So we're removing the past. We don't know about the future. We're working with the present energies because they're going to lead us to the next. It's a flow. There's a natural flow and an order in the universe. We just get in the way of it. So our job is to let, you know, put it out to the universe, what we desire, take action, that is, you know, some of the tips I'm going to mention, and then take further action by actually going out and doing something about it, like applying for a job or talking to people or asking your boss to review your work, whatever that is. So the very first tip is, you know, feng shui is not just about how to make money, okay? It's your journey through life. So you can also have a job where you go to work every day. Let's say you work at, let me pick something. Let's say you work at a medical office, okay, and you're the office manager, and you work 9 to 5 every single day, Monday through Friday. Okay, but you love to garden. And so your office manager job, you know, it's kind of grueling, you know, it's kind of boring. You get paid, you get health benefits, but you don't really, you know, it doesn't bring that life to you. But your gardening does. Well, you're fulfilling your life's journey because you're fully supporting yourself emotionally, because your work does not have to provide everything. Okay? So you can have it be, you know, that's a misconception that, oh, I've got to be doing what I love and the job has to have everything. Blah, blah, blah. No, it can provide support like financial benefits like insurance, you know, health insurance. It can provide, training. And but you might feel like you need more creativity. It doesn't offer that. So therefore, you do things on the weekend that do that for you. You know, you can... if you're a pet lover, you know, maybe you dog sit on the weekends, or you garden, or you do design projects, or you read, or whatever. You know, you have that balance so that you don't have these so unrealistic expectations of your career that it has to meet all needs. The life journey is the life journey. It's everything. So write an intention for that. You know, I live a life where I have a fulfilling career that provides me with these things and also allows me time to do my gardening. That might be one way to say it. So that would be that. So what you would do is you would place it in the north sector of your office. So if you work from home, the north sector is career. So on the north wall, you would write your intention, put it on a piece of paper. Feng Shui, you know, if you put it in a red envelope, it's very lucky. North wall. South wall, if you want to get promoted or you want to get recognized at work. And with that, you might even put, I am getting promoted at work. I am now earning this or more. And put the fee in there, the amount or more. And then always put at the end, this or something better is now in my life. And sign and date it. Those are real powerful things to do. Because then, you know, you're putting action to it. And then you want to put it in the northeast sector of the office area if you're looking for your life purpose. And you want a spiritual component to it. You want something more of a higher divine nature. You want to be more, you know, really feel like you're being of service, giving back, and you want something to be more in that realm. So that's the spiritual corner. So that's, you know, in the Bagua, those are the different life areas. So that's really what you want to do first, because if you don't even know what you want, then even if we open up all the channels and we give all the tips and things start happening all around you, you're going to miss it all because you're not, you know, in the present moment, you're not aware. And when these things start happening, even in the smallest little bits, you really need to give gratitude in whatever way that is for you, whether it's a prayer, whether it's just thank you, whether it's, you know, putting a little note in a gratitude jar on your desk, whatever that is, because that will move the flow forward. It will create more of it, more of what you've desired. It creates that movement. So the second tip is make sure you're sitting in a commanding position at your work or your home office. Now, if you do not have a home office at home, because you don't need one, meaning you go to a job, okay, that's okay. You need to think about these tips for your workspace, okay? If you work from home, then you want to think about this. You want to sit, well, both places. You want to sit in commanding position, which is, you are sitting with a solid wall behind you where you can see in front of you, you know, sort of an open view. That's kind of like the water, you know, in the form school of feng shui. That would be the water. The back would be the mountain. And you would have a view of the door at an angle. So you wouldn't be in line with the door, but you'd have it at an angle. This is the most commanding. It's called the armchair position. It's how the emperors used to sit in their palaces. With an armchair, you've got, you know, maybe your fax machine on one side, another table on the other side, you know, nice back, and then forward, you see the forward view of the room. And the back, you know, if you're not fortunate enough to be able to do that, then make sure that the chair you're sitting in has a high back, so it supports you like the mountain, you know, like an executive chair, not a task chair. That's also a way. If you have to face a wall, because that's just the only way you can position yourself in your office, then put a mirror on the wall that you're looking at, not so you can see yourself, but so you can see what's coming behind you. So usually it's a little bit higher than your computer, where you're just kind of lifting your eyes slightly to see what's coming behind. It also expands your view, and it expands your career to have a mirror in front of you, just like the water. You know, so if you're doing the, you know, that idea is like mirrors represent the water element. So it's like the water in front of you. And what mirrors are also really great on north wall because they expand the career. Okay. So the third tip is, you know, again, add water or mirrors to the north wall. Water is a flow. Water is money. When my teacher did my house for the first time, like I said, we did it by phone. I just sent him some pictures. He told me to put a water feature in the north sector of my office. And basically, as soon as I did that, I started getting phone calls. And my phone kept ringing, and I was getting all kinds of business. When I would travel, I would turn it off, and thus I wouldn't hear from anybody. And so that was good because I couldn't handle being, you know, while I was working, I couldn't handle any feng shui business or anything. So I just went ahead and turned it off. When I would come home from a trip, I'd be really tired. I need to do laundry, pay bills, whatever. I'd give myself a couple of days, and then I'd go into my office and I'd turn the water feature on again. And guess what? The phone would start ringing. So it is an energy. It's a flow, and it does create movement. So put these things up. And, of course, make sure when you put up any of these what we call enhancers, like mirrors or water, that you don't put them in cluttered spaces because it's going to activate or expand whatever is there. So if you put a mirror, you know, on your north wall with your intention, well, it'll expand those. And it'll also expand your career. If you put a mirror on the north wall in the corner, and that's where you have a lot of clutter and stuff that you haven't dealt with from the past, it's going to just create more of it. So definitely look at where you place the mirror. Mirrors are very important. They're very powerful in feng shui. And so you definitely want to make sure where you place them. So if you place them, make sure they're on an area that you want to expand. And they're also used for, you know, like I said, being able to see behind you and many other, they have many other uses, but this is the one for career. Number four, create a vision board. We've talked about this in the last session for your ideal career. So just do one for career. Doesn't have to be big, just, you know, but get one and put it on the west wall. West is creativity, and creativity is what creates money. It's the thing that moves things. Like if you create something, you're going to make money at it. I used to tell my salespeople when I was a sales manager, when they were worried about their numbers, they'd say they check their numbers every day. I said, don't do that. I said, if you want to check your numbers, check them once a week. But you really don't need to. If you want to check them, maybe check them mid-month. The key is what I want to know as a sales manager from my people is that they're actively creating. Are you going out and setting up in services for the nurses? Are you going out and setting up doctor dinners? Are you going out and setting up presentations for the staff at the hospital? Are you doing the in-services that you're supposed to do? If you're doing all of those things, your numbers are going to be there. You're going to make your sales quota. So it's really about, you know, the doing and the creating of it that creates the money. And so that's where you put on a vision board. So you would put your, you know, ideal career. Maybe you're interviewing for a job. So you could put that job description on that board. Or maybe you want to work for a really cool company. And you just say, I would love to work for Apple and da da da. Find an ad or a listing for that job and put it on that board, even though the job's not available. So it's just the idea of you putting out there all the little components, and then put little, you know, sayings on there: money, career, prosperity, joy, a great environment. And you can go to Google real easily and do a vision board. Instead of spending your time going through lots of magazines, you just go through Google Images and put in career. And then you'll find all kinds of images. And you can print them out and just cut and paste right on your computer, on a Word document, on a blank page. You can just cut and paste those images and those words. You can put wealth and come up with words. You can put harmony. You can put joy. You can put you know, and all the kind of prosperity symbols. If you want to travel, you could put something there that represents travel. And then the next thing you know, on this Word document, you have a vision board. You can print it out on some hard cardboard paper, and then you can post that on the west wall. That's a real easy way to do it, and it also gives you lots of options than, you know, trying to find the images in the traditional way of making a vision board, where you're sitting down and going through magazines, which can be fun, and you do that with friends, and it makes a nice, you know, event. But if you don't have that kind of time and you want to do something, this is a great way. Number five, remove anything not reflecting the career you desire. When I decided I was going to leave my company, my corporate job, and go and do a feng shui practice, my office was set up for my corporate job, and I had probably about 20 sales awards on my wall. And I had all of my books and things. I've been with the company for 15 years. So I had all my training manuals. I had all of that in my office. Very organized, but nevertheless, those were all in the office. So I had learned this through my feng shui training that, you know, you need to be where you are and where you want to go. So what I did was I took all the sales awards off the wall, and they were like on really beautiful wood, monogrammed and gold plated, and you know, and they had, you know, top leader, sales leader, and they were really beautiful. Anyway, I took them all down, threw them all in the trash. I took all the manuals, threw them all in the trash, recycled, and I got rid of every ounce of that career from the past. And my office just had the water feature, a nice green plant. I had my desk, and I had an article on feng shui that was on the wall behind me about where I would want to go with it. It's very basic. And I remember sharing this at a seminar, and this woman, you know, raised her hand, and she says, "Oh my God, how could you do that? It took you years to gain all of that, and you worked so hard for all those degrees and those awards. How could you do that? How could you throw those away?" And I said, "Because they had no more meaning. And the memories of all that I accomplished in the last 20 years are right up here in my brain. And they don't need to be on my wall." And so guess what? Within about 2 days of doing that, I got a client, somebody that called me to feng shui her home, very beautiful home in Memphis, Tennessee, where I was living. And she was a medical doctor. Now, she knew nothing about my past, knew nothing about me being in medical, but it was interesting that she was an MD. And she wanted me to come to her house to do her feng shui, and I did, and we landed up having a great relationship for many years. I did her homes, I did her medical offices, and she ended up being an anchor client for me. In other words, she referred many people to me. And that was my first client as a new, you know, just getting into my feng shui business. You know, most of us are going like, how am I going to get clients? I don't even know where to start. I didn't. I just redid my office. And this is the call that came through. And so have I regretted not having those degrees on my wall all these years, or all those manuals, or, you know, I cleaned out my entire garage of all the samples and all the things I had. I got rid of every ounce of it. And not a regret at all. I have fond memories of the times I spent with my old company and everything, but and I know what I've done. We all know what we've done and we've accomplished. So you want to put where you are and where you're going. And as things started to come in, then I started posting them on my wall. As I would get an article written in the Memphis Business Journal, or I'd get, you know, something written up in the Memphis paper or something in the home and garden section, I would frame it and I'd put it in my office. So as those things started coming in, then I started, that was what was surrounding me, and therefore it continued to fuel my career. The next tip is to remove clutter and have a free desk space. We've talked about clutter and how it's an energy drain and it can block opportunities. But it's really important that your desk has some, you know, space on it so opportunities can come to you. So if you've got to have a lot of work projects, try to have them in tables next to you or on a table with, you know, things where you have piles or you have little organizers so that you have free desk space, because that allows new opportunities, especially when you're trying to change, when you're trying to shift, to get a promotion, things of that nature. We have 8 tips. I'm on number 7. Place computer on the north wall for your career, southeast for money. Like right now as I'm speaking to you, I'm sitting in the southeast sector of my office. My computer's right in front of me. But it could be on your north wall as well. You know, those are good sectors for career, you know, if you want to do that, if you want to add that extra point. Number 8, act as if. See yourself as already having what you desire. So maybe you're out of work. Then you're thinking, I need a job. Well, see yourself as already having one, that you're just in preparation. You're just taking a break. You're getting yourself together. You're getting the right clothes. You're getting your hair done. You're getting your nails done. You're doing, you know, you're getting the right handbag for the interview, you know, but you're ready. You know that they're going to want you. You're already there. And one way to do this is to write down what we call an ideal scenario. So write out, I'm working for a great company, and they're calling me. I'm getting responses to my interviews. I'm doing well on my interviews, and I am making right choices for myself for the right job right now. And you get yourself in that mode in whatever way you can to feel that. And the same thing with your job. If you're an entrepreneur and business is really slow, start seeing yourself as, okay, I'm abundant. You know, I always tell entrepreneurs, I don't care if you are not making any money right now or you're barely making it. When you go to a networking meeting and somebody says, how are you doing? How's business? You say, great. And I could really use some referrals like such and such. The answer is not to say, terrible, I don't know how I'm going to make it, and it's really bad. That is not good, because that is bringing you back, setting you back. So you want to be in that present moment forward as if. So maybe it's not presented itself yet because you haven't used the, haven't been working with the energies, and you haven't been, doing some of the feng shui things or whatever, but you can start in any given moment to be in that present moment and give yourself that attraction factor. So, if you look abundant and happy, people want to be around you. They want to get to know you. They want to know what it is you do and what kind of business you have. So those are some things that that I hope will be helpful to you in thinking about your career, is that, with intention, with applying, some of the things like water for flow in your, maybe moving your career, your desk around a little bit, maybe moving your computer, things of that nature, taking action. So wherever you're right now, you want to take action towards that goal. So if it's to have more, joy in your work, then think about a hobby you can start this weekend, 4th of July weekend. Hopefully you have some time off. Think of a hobby you can pick up and start doing. If you're wanting a promotion, write that letter out, how you would say it, and then put the ideal scenario about how you're going to, present that to your boss. And, putting things with red is going to be very positive for promotion, because that's the fame sector, and that's the South. And putting things in the South sector of your office, your promotion. Putting things, and so taking action. And, of course, the month of July is a really good color for red. It's very, really, especially powerful in the Southwest for the month of July to put red. So if you're wanting a promotion, do some red in the Southwest of your office or your home office. And if you're wanting to change jobs, you're somewhere and you just want to go to another job, then do some of this feng shui thing and start prospecting, start talking to people and looking at the areas that you want to go towards, not what you think you can have. What is it you truly want? I have a client that he was a salesman at a bank, and when I was working with his wife doing the feng shui, he had lost his job. He was very stressed out, and he was going and he was applying for all these jobs, and he wasn't getting anywhere, and he was very discouraged. And so when I sat down and talked to her, I told her, I said, you know what it is? He doesn't want to do those jobs. That's why he's not getting any response. And what does he want to do, ideally? She said, well, he wants to be a chef. And I said, well, is there any chance that he could do that? He is, well, he thought about looking into the culinary school. I said, he needs to do that. He needs to go and apply, follow the breadcrumbs, take it where it can go, and keep on and putting intention with it. We're feng shuiing your house here. Put intention with it and see where that leads him. And before I knew it, he was not only registered in the school, he graduated with honors, he has his own business, he's an excellent chef for high-end clients, and has his own catering business, and is very happy. So it's very much that, where you can just kind of go uphill and feel like, oh, I got to do this, and I got to go this route, and whatever, and realizing that you're just kind of like a salmon fishing upstream. It's not going with the flow. when you have a strong desire for something, it's your soul calling you and asking you to do something different. And it's motivating you and inspiring you to make a change. So listen to your inner self, follow that intuition of what feels right to you, and take action on it, and have a wonderful and successful and prosperous career and journey through life. So thank you again for listening. If you are interested in any of my services, I always offer a 45-minute phone consult for free to talk to you and see what you have and how I can help you, the different packages. I have my Design for Energy Facebook page where I'm posting tips all the time and blogging. I have my website where I post classes and events as well. And I will probably post any kind of things like this on Facebook first, so be sure to go there. And I do have a July seminar coming up for those who would like to have their house feng shuied between now and Chinese New Year to energize their career or their health or love. And that's a seminar for 2 hours where we'll specifically work on your space with your floor plan, and you'll get specific tips because it'll be a smaller class. And then we'll have bonuses with that, and we'll even all go out and have a Chinese New Year dinner to celebrate where we are with the rooster energy now and how it's going to help us to the future. It's only $297. You can apply, right on the Facebook page. There's the event there, and you can just go through and pay with PayPal, and then we'll be registered, and that's in July. So if you have any other questions or comments, don't hesitate to call me at 512-740-1251. Email me, belinda@designforenergy.com. And thank you again so much. Celebrate this July 4th weekend by doing something non-work related. Recharge, and as Scarlett O'Hara said in Gone with the Wind, tomorrow's another day. So you can always get back to the work stuff. But do something this weekend to open up your mind, celebrate, and then you can get back on track after the 4th with your intentions and what you want to do for your career. So may your July, as I've been saying for June, may your July be filled with relaxation, laughter, good friends, and unexpected miracles. Thanks again. All the best.